USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. economy added far more private sector jobs last month than analysts expected. The ADP private payrolls report shows 571,000 new jobs were created in October, well above the experts' estimate of 370,000. Virginia will have a new Republican governor after a tight race on Election Day. Glenn Youngkin defeating former Governor Terry McAuliffe in a race seen as a possible bellwether for the 2022 midterm elections. Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine says McAuliffe could have had two big things to sell on the campaign trail, but he didn't.
If we had been able to deliver infrastructure and reconciliation in mid-October, he could have sold universal pre-K, affordable child care, infrastructure, and you know what? We're going to get both of those bills.
USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down. And inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Fed Reserve is leaving interest rates unchanged. The target range for the Fed funds rate will stay between 0 and 1/4%. Fed Chair Jerome Powell telling reporters that economic gains have been restrained by the ongoing effects of the COVID pandemic. He thinks economic growth should pick up this quarter, resulting in strong gains by year's end. 28 million Americans are now given the green light to get vaccinated.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky greenlit the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine for kids ages 5 to 11. That is the final step in the approval process that makes coronavirus vaccines available to younger children as soon as Friday.
Wes Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau. Also, Walgreens and CVS will begin offering coronavirus shots to kids ages 5 through 11 this weekend. Walgreens beginning their nationwide rollout on Saturday, CVS following suit on Sunday. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden's social spending plan remains in limbo as the Senate has yet to reach an agreement. Progressives and moderates have agreed to cut some programs but are still indecisive and at odds over others. Republicans are now waiting for a final vote to potentially go in their favor. And Republican Senator Mike Braun of Indiana tells Fox News what needs to happen next.
All we need are 51 votes. Mm-hmm. Then Biden either has to sign it or veto it. So it'll put everyone on record and it'll be the culmination of what happens when you're starting to sell crazy out of the federal government, and it doesn't seem like it's ending. It keeps getting worse.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the Biden administration will order nearly all federal agencies to fix cybersecurity flaws that are considered major risks. The director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, Jen Easterly, testified Wednesday on Capitol Hill and called this initiative, along with the new Joint Cyber Defense Collaborate, very crucial.
I really think this is a different and unique capability for the nation. It's the place that by statute brings together the full power of the federal government with the innovation, imagination, and ingenuity of the private sector.
The new directive is also one of the biggest ever imposed by the federal government. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.